the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Monday show of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and joining me as always, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how are you doing, pal?
I'm doing really good. Welcome to all the listeners out there.
Yes, been another week of fantasy finals. We're at the pointy end of the season there with prelims and some grand finals this week, Steve.
Yeah, a lot of it is the business end of the season. John, I just wanted to start off. I know you are usually asked the questions. I'll give you a question.
Okay.
What's the better sporting achievement over the last couple of days? Is it Michael Phelps winning his 23rd gold medal? Is it Usain Bolt winning his third 100-meter sprint in a row? Or is it Travis Cloak's 5 snags in the VFL?
Travis Cloak's 5 snags.
No doubt.
What, do they win by 105 points or something like that?
They're in touch.
Yeah, they are in touch. Our flag favourites, I think.
Are they?
Yeah.
Boom.
Close to being it. But
worry about the goddamn AFL team.
Nah. Hey, but Roosie's seconds, the Scorpions, they won by 105 on the weekend with Grimes and Tringo both having about 40 touches each.
Jesus.
Yeah. Good luck, Melbourne, this week. And they're on a 3-game winning streak, so well done to the D's. But a bit of news to come out of today. How's this? Turnbridge from the Eagles got reported not once, but twice. 2 weeks for a sling tackle on Kennedy, and then another week for giving the same bloke a whack. 3 weeks.
Well, if you're going to go down, you go down.
You make down swinging.
You make it count, Joe. That's what I always got taught. If you're going to... Going to give one away, make it count.
He certainly made a count, so could miss the first week of finals, but can't see him getting a game.
No.
In other news, Port Adelaide duo Hamish Harlett and Wingard rubbed out for the rest of the year. Wingard was doing okay Saturday night until he tore
that. He was doing really well, actually. Yeah. It was one of his...
better games.
Well, probably still is one of his better games, even though he only played a quarter.
He kicked a goal in six possessions, eight possessions, I think.
Yeah,
it was.
He had 8 touches in the first quarter. He was going along pretty nicely.
He was going along pretty nicely, but gone with that hamstring injury, just like Port Adelaide's season.
Kaboom.
And if you're a Pies fan, you can kiss Taylor Adams, Ben Reid, and Sinclair for the rest of the season goodbye. All out succumbing to injuries.
Yeah, it's... They were game on Friday night, would you say, Jono?
They were up and about, yeah. Really good for the contest, especially Sidey for a half until Pickin really clamped down on him.
Yeah, I actually thought it was one of the better... Actually, there was a lot of great... There's a lot of good games. Often when they're close, it doesn't mean it's a good game, but I thought the Pies game was actually...
I thought it was
a good game.
One of the better games of the weekend, absolutely. And one of the legends is... Well, that's a loose term. Is retiring. Trent West has played his last game for the Brisbane Lions. 70 stellar AFL games, including a premiership, Steve.
Well, I hope he gets his due lap around the G on our grand final day.
Will he be sitting next to Roosie's hair, or does Roosie's hair have his own car?
What Roosie's hair has, Jono, is like...
Will he come out in the 88 Batmobile?
Like, what he needs is like... remember those, like, in the old days... You know how there used to be, there was a horse and carriage.
Yep.
Before that, there was like the four blokes and there was like a little seat on rods.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what Roosie's hair needs.
With frond girls and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a bit of news in our Listener League finals on the weekend. We had, we got Big Cox beating the one and only Stevie Fizz.
It's been a lean year for Treloar and Order. They were dropping like flies, so well done.
Well done. It was only about 50 or 60 points. Got it on a stringer. Came from the clouds last week to make the six and beat third place Krampus FC.
Wow, Krampus is out.
He's out. Gone.
Oh my God. That guy was... He was like my Smokey.
Gone.
Wow.
And in the consolation finals, Saturday Beers beat I Don't Want Barlow, so he's straight into the granny. And I beat Superfist, so I'm in the prelim this week.
For the hackers. Yeah. For the hackers.
So I haven't finished 10th yet, so there is a chance.
Hmm.
But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or you can head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors, hit the like button there, and ask us any questions you may have. I believe there is a couple of questions this week.
Do we want to do them now, or do we want to do them at the end?
We'll do one now.
Nah, we'll do them at the end.
All right.
My phone just went, so I have to put the password in again. And
oh, okay.
Technical difficulties.
Damn, technical difficulties. We'll blame a few football teams' performances and technical difficulties.
Oh, we'll just blame Supercoach.
Oh, big time.
Everyone else is.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, about an hour ago. So we'll go, everyone just firing up on champion data and here.
And it's about time, Jono, if you ask me.
Oh, we've been saying it for the last few weeks, Steve. That they're
saying it all year. They don't count goals.
Oh, Buddy Franklin, 6 goals, 1, and still only scored 140. We wanted a 200.
Well, I'll give you a tip. Mickey Walters kicked 5. I don't think he got a ton.
No, he didn't.
Well done, son.
But starting off with Friday night, we had the Doggies taking on the Pies, and it was actually a pretty hotly contested game with the Bont really stepping up in that second half. Luke Dalhouse finding a bit of form. I thought Matthew Boyd and Dunkley were pretty good, along with Liam Picken.
Yeah, they're all the guys I had. I actually thought Dunkley's score in Supercoach was a little bit under what it should have been. I thought he was pretty... Mm. He really set him up.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting? We've seen so much with the Western Bulldogs. They're not great for fantasy scores.
Unless you add them to law.
No, I mean... Well, yeah.
Well, a bit... He was fantastic the whole game. Grundy, he was really...
He was great.
He's great.
He was awesome.
Should have scored a hell of a lot more, winning every single hit out in that game, I think. James Ash really turned around in the last month of football. Just fantastic. Jeremy Howe was solid as well, I thought. And side bottom for the first half.
Yeah, I thought Ash's first half was amazing. Tailed off a bit. And I also throw Rupert Wills in. He's he's producing some amazing tackle numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we liked him as a...
As a
plug and play option, if you were struggling, and you know, if he's going to roll out 8 tackles every week,
oh, 90s each week, you'd take that each week.
Yeah,
now fantastic effort there. On the other side of the column, I'm going to throw in Adam Oxley. Was he even just unsighted out there?
Yeah, it's actually a lean week for me in the duds column, Jono. But Matty sucks.
Yeah, got the sucks. He certainly sucked.
Yeah.
Taylor Adams, not sure if that was
injured. Oh, he got injured, man.
Did he get injured?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I had about a dozen beers, so I might have.
You see how he's missing the rest of the year?
He is missing the
rest. Because he got injured.
Like I said, I didn't see it happen in the game, so.
Yeah.
Levi Greenwood.
Yeah, well, he's tagging.
Yeah. And we thought this guy, Tory Dixon, we thought he was really just going to
get
bananas in this game, but. No.
Didn't happen for Tory.
And Lin Jong, I thought if he was auditioning for a game for the Pies, he would have done a little bit better.
I thought he played all right. His fantasy scores didn't translate, but I thought he was pretty... I mean, really, he put him away with one of his goals towards the end.
That's true.
So
hopefully Pies supporters will see him in the black and the white.
Straight swap for Trav?
Nah.
I reckon that might be on the cards.
Trav and a kicker.
Well, I mean, you think about it.
And a kicker.
And a kicker.
We're getting 29-year-old Trav bloke is the who can't kick a
Trav
goal.
Is the kicker. He doesn't kick it straight.
23-year-old good player to be a great player versus...
Good player to be a great player. My God.
I'm just upping the value here. What the hell was that?
I think it was a cord.
It was just a cord? Oh.
Unless it's one of the cats.
No, I don't think so. But moving on to the next game where the Brisbane Lions broke their... losing streak and knocking off Carlton by 4 points. Rocky and Zorko show basically just went absolutely spastic in the midfield there. Mitch Robinson was really good. Bastinac, and I thought Close, kicking 4 snags, was really good as well.
You got to love seeing guys bob up and flash a bit of potential, Jono. So gives the Lions supporters a bit of hope.
Especially without Shacky in that team as well.
Man, look at the injuries Brisbane have got. Like, if I was a Lion... Like, I know the Lions are going to give me a priority pick, but, I mean...
They've got some talent there.
They've got some talent. They've traded in all these guys. They just haven't been able to get them on the park.
No. Like, Harris Andrews, he's going to be a solid defender. Source Merritt, he's still a quality defender.
No, he's not. He's not. Streaming... Hey,
no.
We're about
not,
to get
not,
to...
Not terms of fantasy scoring, but he's, as a player...
Then why could you have played Levi Casbolt and Johnny Butch in the last few weeks? Hey,
and they
you didn't believe me.
I did not. And that's why I could not write their names down in that column. For the Blues, Ed Curnow was fantastic. Zach Tui putting a good month together with another ton. In Supercoach, didn't translate to
Dream Team.
And Paddy Cripps was outstanding yet
22
again.
22 contested possessions, Jono.
But could miss this week.
And say it, Levi Casbolt.
Is that how you say it?
Hey, if people don't think... People didn't believe us after Johnny Butch that streaming key forwards against Brisbane was a winning thing. Levi Casbolt has just dropped 90s.
I'll just sit there watching this game on set. They just in disbelief with Casbolt. Just
I was punching the air because it just proves that this is a thing.
It is.
And if you've been riding that streak, hey, if you can grab Tommy Hawkins out of your pool,
load up.
Holy Jesus, what the hell is he going to do?
Even Kirsten as well.
Even potentially Kirsten.
Yep. On the other, I didn't have too many on the other side of it. I had Dale Thomas.
It's a low hanging fruit, Jono.
Carriage.
But yeah, I had that too.
Louis Taylor.
I don't even bother with him anymore.
I mean, they were absolutely killing that first half. Get that outside ball. He wasn't getting it.
I can't believe they. Well, I don't know what his deal is, but I wouldn't have given him much.
3-year deal. I don't know what he's signed for.
Yeah, exactly.
And Steph Martin gets stuffed. I'm glad I'm done with you for the year.
Yeah, I had Carriage as well. It's been disappointing to see them just use him as a tagger.
He was just so good at the start of the year.
He was great, especially for fantasy. Obviously, they want to try new roles for...
Yep. Well, they've let Kern off the chain of that tag role now.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's how it is. I had Daniel Rich as well. Because I just don't think...
He can't handle the tag.
I know he can't handle the tag, but, you know, when we give a guy praise like we do when he busts out the 120s, when he drops 70s, I expect more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially against Carlton, like, really.
You should be able to avoid a tag from Carlton. But the other game on Saturday afternoon was Hawthorn taking on North Melbourne, where Hawthorn just blitzed North in that first quarter. I think goals to one. Sitting at the pub watching it and just like, I just couldn't believe it. Isaac Smith has returned to some sort of form.
Yeah, his last few weeks.
Just been killing it.
Yeah.
No tagger. Sam Mitchell gets off the chain yet again. Lewis Hodge. Brad Hill was good. And I thought Gibson was solid too.
Throwing Bruce as well gave you a nice score.
Yeah, hasn't done that for a while.
So,
and for the Roos, your boy Andrew Swallow produced a good game.
There's nothing surer than Andrew Swallow producing the week I'm opposed to him.
Yeah, Robbie Tarrant.
Hey, and we said Robbie Tarrant.
We did. And I didn't believe this one, but Lachie Hansen also.
Yeah, first up.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thought he would have taken a week or two to get back in the swing of things, but... No, well done to Lachie Hansen. And on the other side...
I'll give Sam Gibson a bit of love as well.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know what? I think Sam Gibson cops an absolute amount. I know he's very boom bust.
He's Cunnington Mark too.
No, he's not. He's way better than... He's a different player to Cunnington. He's an outside player. Cunnington's inside. But he can find the pilt. And when he does, he'll give you good fantasy scores. So...
Just needs more consistency.
Well, he can't kick.
Either can half the players in the AFL.
That's true. So give me... Hey, if I was playing... Think about it like this. If you played both of those guys in your team for a whole year, I guarantee Gibson would help. Gibson would help you out more.
Oh, it's definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And Jack Gunston. Did he even play?
Got a knock.
Got a knock?
Yeah.
So I'll give a pass there. Cyril. 5-3 against. Oof.
I was playing against a team that had Cyril, and when he was on like 50-something at quarter time, I was feeling real worried. And then he finished on 50-something, and then I was like, not too bad.
And, well, there he is.
So he set it up. He set it up.
Yeah. Cunnington was on my list. McKenzie, bit that late in after being dropped. Probably would have done his head in a little bit. Del Santo and old swinging arm Boomer.
I had Gunston, I had Wells, but he got a knock as well, so yeah. It's kind of hard to do, but Del Santo's probably the only one I really
But Boomer wasn't even in the game.
Boomer's Boomer. I don't know.
Had a solid year.
Yeah, I kind of let this... has he? I mean, I kind of let these small forwards off the hook for throwing it out a complete stinker. I mean, especially in a tough matchup against the Hawks.
Yeah.
That's...
You play 438 games or 39 games, you should know better.
We should know better than what? To stink it up against the best team in the league.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, do better.
And in a game that I only caught... Literally, the last 20 seconds of this game was GWS and West Coast Eagles, where Nick Nat just pulled it out of the pack and kicked the winning snag.
Which really overshadows the man who basically kept him in the game.
Shuey. Absolutely massive score. Actually got scaled down in Supercoach.
No, he got scaled up. He went up to 179.
He was 185, though, at the end of the game.
Was he? I thought he was 171.
Yeah.
Shuey.
Scaled down, unfortunately. I thought he would have got scaled up to at least a 200.
Hey, we got to give Nick Nat some of those points.
Nick Nat, yep. Big love him. Prudis as well for me. And for the GWS, Coniglio, Rory Lobb, kicking 4 goals. Even maybe he thought he had that winner late in the last quarter. Ryan Griffin came to the party, and I thought Mummy and Green were pretty good, too.
Yep.
And on the other side, Scott Lysette.
Scott Lysette. You are the loser of the week.
Would they trade him?
No.
Nah. With Nick Nat holding
him. You need some backup.
I'm going to throw in Gaff Maston and Darling for me as well.
Gaff Maston and Darling. I had none of those guys. You know who I'm throwing in there? Jeremy Cameron.
He was
one goal four. One goal, four?
He was my first GWS player. Stevie J as well.
Stevie J's going to do that.
And Zach Williams.
But had
been having a great year, but just didn't find it without his wrecking partner.
Isn't it funny, these guys, they can have a great year and stink it up in the finals and you just want to burn them at a stake.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, people. If they don't perform in the finals, get rid of them. And moving on to Saturday night, where it certainly was a game of 2 halves, wasn't it? St Kilda taking on Sydney.
Yeah, it was.
I thought, oh, this is a good game. I can't wait to watch this. And then I think I switched off at three-quarter time because it was over. Montagna was fantastic. Nick Riewoldt, also fantastic. Armitage bobbed up for about his second ton for the year.
Yeah, well done. Well done, David Armitage.
Jack Nunes, Akers, he's having a good year, Akers.
I thought Akers played pretty well, actually. Yeah. Akers has been good for the last little bit.
Seb Ross, and I thought Savage as well was pretty good too.
Mm.
And you can just pretty much name the whole Sydney team here, but the usual suspects, Parker, Franklin, Hannabury, Lloyd, JPK, McVeigh, and I thought Mills was solid too.
Hey, look, we said it last week on the late week pickups, stream defenders... against the Saints. Nick Smith came to the party. Callum Mills came to the party. Yep.
McVeigh.
And McVeigh. Look, you couldn't pick up McVeigh, but Nick Smith and Mills were all over it, and they gave in 90s.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Can't complain about that. And on the only other defender who didn't give us 90s was Dane Rampey.
Well, there's always going to be one.
Got a downer at some stage.
But to be fair, could you pick Dane Rampey up?
Oh, hell no.
No.
Oh, hell no. And Gary Rowan. You would have thought under the bright lights of Etihad Stadium, that red-headed freak would have been able to do something.
Red-headed? Jesus. It looks like Baby Fizz is going to have red hair.
Ooh.
I know. I'm like...
red-headed females, all right?
Well, that's true.
Get as much tease.
But it's kind of like... because it's starting... Like, the hair color's starting to turn now... And so when I see her spit up, all I immediately think is that's her soul escaping her body.
Is there any ginge in the family?
My dad.
Oh, okay.
My dad has a bit of ginge.
So it skips a generation and...
Well, actually, if I grow my beard out long enough, it'll get red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Bizarre. I had Jack Stephen, man, 3 in a row.
Yes.
In fact, six...
I'm going to throw Tommy Mitchell under there too, because it was a loose tag. But he still couldn't get the ball himself.
I let Tom Mitchell off the hook. I threw Kieran Jack under the bus as well.
Yeah, and I also threw Billings and Robert and...
Oh, Jack Billings, Jesus Christ.
Disappointment Central.
I I want to like Jack Billings, but I just...
Like, we were high on him last year, and he's...
Yeah.
Okay, he's come back from the injury, but he's just
so... He's just so... He doesn't give you enough.
Nah. I don't know, maybe he needs more midfield time, I don't know.
You know who he's going to... Maybe he's like Alan Dydak, and he just need... He's until he ever gets that midfield role, he's just kind of be in and out, in and out. Left footer, has the tricks.
Speed.
Might not beat his missus. I mean, what?
Who knows? But we want to see more from Billings next year.
Yeah, get him in a car with a shooter.
Yeah.
That's what...
His name? Toby Mitchell. We love bikies.
If any bikers are listening, I do not endorse this.
And to the worst performance of the year was Port Adelaide against Melbourne. I thought...
Was it really?
But seriously,
I feel sorry for Port Adelaide players.
I don't.
Who's at the top of Port Adelaide?
Koshy.
How could you live with yourself?
I'd just cut that part off and like, I'll play for Hinks and that's about it.
I couldn't do it.
But could you imagine if you...
I'm like, get Sam Armitage in there. I'll play for her.
I'll play for her.
Exactly. You want a spirited performance?
Roll out the women. Koshy.
At least she's got some passion. Koshy's just a sook.
I know. No, he is a sook.
But, what do you mean you don't know? Of course he's a sook.
You reckon that Chinese deal's going to fall through if they keep live streaming this sort of crap to them?
I don't know. Maybe get Sung Young in the guts and...
Even some orthodontal work. Have you seen those chompers?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I have. He should be swimming for England.
But the thing was, there was an article online on the online newspaper today, and it's like the most beautiful people at the Olympics. He popped up. I'm like, the photos of him with his mouth closed. I'm like, well.
Was the thing trolling? Is that like a troll?
No, it was just like 30 of the hottest people in the Olympics and that.
But why was there guys in there?
I don't know, like that's first strange. 15 were females, then there was like a couple of men. I'm like, no, I'm done.
Yeah, what is this?
What is this? But where were we? Port Adelaide. The Grey boys were both fantastic. Looks like Sam's producing that back end form of the year yet again. Ollie Wine's having a great purple patch.
Oh, it makes me sick.
Steve is not a Ollie Wine's fan. Pollock, Pittard, and...
Hey, and there's another one you laughed at me for.
Who was that? Pollock. Yes, I did laugh. He was also good. And for the D's, Dom Tyson, All-Australian Ruckman this year, Max Gawn.
Yeah.
Bernie Vince finding a bit of form. Nathan Jones also continuing with his. And as well as the McDonald's, Jetta, and Bug, I thought were good.
Yeah, good on the D's. Baby Fit. Isn't it amazing? Baby Fizz... comes out Mrs. Fizz, and all of a sudden the D's are good. If this child only knows success, I'm going to be pissed off.
Well, I'm 33 years old and I still haven't seen success.
I've seen it.
Melbourne win a flag before the Bulldogs, I will not be happy.
I'm going to get Baby Fizz to rub it in your dial. I don't even speak.
This makes me sick.
Anyway, there was a... You know what was interesting, Jono, is I had a few duds in this game and they were all on the winning team.
Viney, Hogan, Petraka?
Yeah.
Yep.
I do love throwing Jesse Hogan in the ring, though. I don't like him at all.
No, you do not. You do not. Viney, though, so hot and cold.
Yeah.
140 last week to 40 this week. Yeah.
I like Viney.
He's still young, though. So I'll throw him under the bus, but just needs to get that consistency going, I think. And take former line for the Port Adelaide players. Big Charlie Dixon, paid to kick goals. Not doing that. Young again, I suppose, when the ball's not going in that forward
line. He kicked two goals.
Young,
yeah,
but still he didn't get the possession.
Well, he didn't. It's not his game.
Sometimes he goes up on the
wall. I know. Well, anyway, I'm not going to throw a guy under the bus when he kicked a couple goals. I know his fantasy scores weren't there, but
that's what it's all about, fantasy scores.
Yeah. Hey, you don't play your role.
Yeah, that was the coach. Just go all crazy and play your own game. To the first Sunday game against, we had Essendon and Gold Coast, and I don't know about you, Steve, but I had some money on the Bombers to win this one and tip the Bombers, so feeling pretty happy. Zach Merritt, no tag, and look what happens, he scores well.
Do you mean Zacharakis?
What did I say?
Zach Merritt.
Well, he did pretty well too.
He did.
And Zacharakis. Matty Stokes, he was gassed by the end of the game. I don't think he can play another four quarters like that. Mitch Brown also playing.
Bobs up, man. When they need him, he's been huge.
2 weeks in a row, you're tunning up. Your boy Bird is a word. I thought it was solid. D as well was good for the Bombers.
Sure. In his 50th. Well in done. 50th. Good on you. Good
solid,
on you, 50 sir.
Solid games. And for the Suns, I had Took Miller, just carved it up in that midfield at that pace. Aaron Hall was good in his first game back from injury. May and Lynch for me for the Suns.
Even yeah, I'm not. Lynch got some junk time going. I'm not giving Tommy Lynch anything in this game. I love him. He's one of my favourite players, but I'm not giving him anything.
No kudos for the junk time goals?
No. Nothing. Donuts, buddy. Donuts for you.
Love some junk time goals. Anyone else for you?
No. I got some duds, though, Jono.
Matty Rosa.
No, I didn't have Matty Rosa, believe it or not.
Mitch Hallahan,
all right? Here's the thing. If you're going to be an AFL player and you get a stack of midfield time every single week and you give me nothing every single week...
You're not going to be playing much.
You're not going to be playing much. I'll see you back at Vermont playing for the Eagles and that's how that career will go.
Good luck with that. And you might see Harley Bunnell down there.
Ooh. Where is he going to go next year in drafts?
Well, it depends on who we get. And if there's not many mid-forwards types... He's got to be a top five.
Top five.
Mid forward.
Forward.
Forward mid, yeah. For me, he would be.
That's a worry, isn't it?
Certainly top 10, and that's pushing it.
Jesus. You're going to walk away from that just going, shit.
You're not going to feel good about it.
No, you're not.
You're not. You're just going to be... But you're just going to make sure that rest of that forward line is...
You're going to be like, hey, remember when... Remember in The Simpsons when they're talking about their favourite NFL teams and Mo puts his hand up and he goes, I go for the Atlanta Falcons. That's how you're going to draft Harley Bunnell. I'm taking Harley Bunnell.
And I also thought Louis up against some guy named...
Yeah, Louis, Jesus.
Keegan Brooksby, I mean...
What the hell?
He's not even a ruckman, is he?
Is it a name? It sounds like a peanut butter brand
sounds
or something.
Like an American Olympic swimmer or something like
God.
That.
God.
Just. He should have done. He should have had about 48 hitouts against this spud. But into what was described as the great Australian choke at the MCG. He had Richmond taking on Geelong. Dusty Martin.
I know who went well, Jono. It's every goddamn Geelong player I was playing against.
Oh, would that be Danger, Guthrie, Henderson, Menegola, and Capriccioza?
I didn't play against Capriccioza, thank Christ.
Started off slow, but got on the end of the few late in that game too, in that last quarter.
How did Tomahawk end up with like 98 Supercoach?
I've no idea.
He was on 60 something in Dream Team, and he kicked one goal.
That's
champion data.
Winning.
Do a better job.
Also, Enright and the Selwoods were pretty good too. And for the Tigers, I had Dusty, Hooley, Rance, and Hampson. And for the Duds, I had... Oh, Jimmy Bartel. What a stinker he had. Zach Smith and unsighted for most of the game, Duncan and Kirsten.
Mitch Duncan's an interesting one, Jono.
Yeah.
Getting a bit of the ball, I know this week he didn't have much, but getting a bit of the ball, but not doing much with it.
Nope.
And
people would have drafted him
mid-ish,
but with high expectation of him to go further than last year. But
it feels like he's getting more, but he's not doing more.
Yeah, but we're not seeing that scores from last year as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting year for Mitch Duncan. I guess maybe Danger's impacted him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Significantly.
Trade bait, maybe? Because he's a quality player when he fit.
I wouldn't have thought so. I think they've stuck by him for a long... I mean, he's been good.
Hmm.
I mean, what do they need? I mean, they've got young guys.
They've got rucks, they've got forwards, they've got...
I mean,
maybe defenders. That's about it.
Well, I think their defence is good as well, isn't it? I mean, I know they've got a couple of old guys, but...
Yeah.
But then they got, you know...
They've got Guthrie, Paul Jasny.
Who's the... Oh, who's the guy who got injured? He's Hughes. Coming back. No, he's really good.
For Geelong.
I forget. Oh,
McCarthy?
No. He's not playing at the moment.
Cook? Corey Gregson?
Yeah, no. No, I'm defender.
Defender?
He's injured at the moment, but he's a good player. He's going to do the Enright thing. Oh, God.
I don't even know, but for the duds for Richmond, J. Rue in his 200th, no good. Edwards, man, he was just abysmal.
Oh, it's his first game in a while.
Well, who cares?
Why didn't play him?
Cochin and Anthony Miles. We've got a question, I think, a little bit later on about Anthony Miles, which we will get to a little bit later.
Jackson Thurlow,
yes.
That's the Corey Enright replacement.
Okay, well, there you go.
Pretty sure. Yeah, but he's been injured
anyway. Most of the year.
Duds. Mitch Duncan, that's all I had.
No Bartel?
No.
Oh. Zach Smith?
I could have rolled anyone out and I'd prefer it to Zach Smith. I know he bobs up for a ton here and there, but...
Hell, even Hampson turned up.
Who did they... that's the thing. You could probably roll him out there. I would roll Hampson out there this week.
Mm. No, you did well. But in the last game, we had Freo taking on Adelaide, where Lachie Neal, your boy Walters...
Boom!
Did pretty well. Stephen Hill for...
Kicked five goals. That's probably like 30 Supercoach.
Yeah, that's how it equates to.
That's how it works.
Hill's dream team score, I thought, was fantastic. Not so much his Supercoach. Blakely coming back in was also pretty good, getting 90s. And for the Crows, yeah, you can draw a long bow on this one. You had Old Man Thompson, Betts, Laird, Douglas, Crouch, Atkins, Jenkins, Lever, McKay, Tommy Lynch dream team score, and Jared Lyons.
Yep.
And for the other side of the ledger, a bit harsh, but Mitch McGovern, only in the 30s. Sloan.
These are the names I had. I had Sloan and I had Mundy.
I had Sloan and Mundy.
I'm not throwing Mitch McGovern under the bus. Like, come on. Yeah. Did anyone roll him out?
I thought about it.
Really? Jesus Christ.
I thought about it for a minute.
And here I am giving you golden nuggets like Levi Casbolt. Yeah, exactly.
But moving on now to some, if you're still lucky enough to be in a final this week, some waiver wire pickups. And I'm going to roll out good old Marcon for Richmond. If you're looking for a midfield.
Markov. Oh, Adam Marcon.
Marcon.
Mark on, mark off.
I don't think anyone's ever done that joke before.
No, ever.
Ever.
Ever. It's not a thing. Disgustingly enough, I'm going to stick on the Richmond theme. Taylor Hunt.
Ooh.
Taylor Hunt. Don't mind
against
it.
Against the Saints.
Against the Saints, especially if you're playing Dream Team, because if there's one thing we know Taylor Hunt does, it is hack the pill.
Yeah.
But he can score. He scored on the weekend. He
certainly did.
So we know streaming defenders against the Saints is usually a winning recipe. So
absolutely.
Why not?
If you're looking for a forward, I've got Markon's Russian cousin in Markov, putting together some nice scores the last couple of weeks. If you're looking for that fifth forward.
Yeah, why not? I'm going to give you two here. If you can find James Ash still, obviously pick him up. The other one is Jordan DeGoey.
Yes.
Midfield forward, Taylor Adams is out. They've got nothing to lose by playing him in there. He actually played pretty well on the weekend, which was nice to see. But here's the kicker, Jono. Collingwood are playing GWS this week. They're coming off an 8-day break. Gold Coast come off a 6-day break. I know they're staying
Who's
in...
Who's Collingwood playing? GWS? Or?
Gold Coast, sorry. I said that wrong. Yeah, they're playing Gold Coast this week off a 6-day break. I know Gold Coast are staying in Melbourne this week. I don't think that's a good thing.
No?
You think about it like this, Jono.
Live in the bubble of Melbourne.
If you think about it like this, when you go somewhere and you're there for a week, by the end of the week...
You want out.
They're not going to be in a good headspace.
They're just going to be going, well, Monday night we can go to this nightclub, Tuesday night this pub.
Hey, they'll just... Hey, Harley, who is... No,
yeah, we've got Harley's number. Ablett's not around.
Hey, mate, if he has the Tasmanian hookups, you bet your ass he has the Melbourne.
Oh, certainly not. T. Lynch are just sitting there going, no, come on, boys, settle down.
And in fact, if they bring back Cloak, I don't think they will, but if they did...
Well, Stephen May's been in some pretty ripping form.
Yeah, that's fine. He can match up on their best, on Collingwood's best forward.
Darcy Moore. For me, I've got Blake Akers, only running around in 31% of leagues at the moment.
He's in ripping nick.
And against the Tigers, this game could be what St Kilda did to Carlton a couple of weeks ago. They can play the MCG well, just run and carry. Not bad if you're looking for that option there in the midfield.
Yeah, Blake Akers will be on a lot of radars next draft season, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
I reckon he's the exact sort of lottery ticket pick you want.
And Seb Ross potentially as well.
Well, I think Seb Ross will probably go higher. He's done more this year. I mean, yeah. We forget how good his first half was.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I got a few Bulldogs, Jono.
Yep.
Dunkley, Daniel, and Hrovat.
Liking Hrovat's work lately.
Going up against the Bombers. Letdown City, Jono.
Ooh.
The Bombers. The
they're
Dogs.
Not going to drink from the bathwater, you don't think?
Well, often, you know, I mean, they've won their second game for the year. It's been a long time between drinks, 100 and something days.
Certainly has.
So, as far as I'm concerned, that generally means you're in for a letdown when you celebrate a win like that. And good on them. Like, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Bombers. The Bulldogs coming off a 9-day break.
Yeah, nice and fresh.
Nice and fresh.
And if they want to push
and for percentage that, matters.
Exactly what I was going to say. They're pushing, if they want to push for that top four, then they're going to need to put at least, well, both Essendon and Fremantle away in the next 2 weeks for the finals.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dunkley, Daniel, and Hrovat.
And Dixon. I know.
I
couldn't risk it.
I couldn't. See, this is the thing. I couldn't roll out. I actually think Essendon's defensive stocks have held up
pretty well,
reasonably well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I've got ruck forward Rory Lobb. Been pretty solid this year in both formats. Should be floating around in your league.
And you can't see Sandy getting up this week.
Nah, he's cooked.
He is done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great pick. Actually, I wish I had have rolled him out in the goddamn listener league instead of Steph Martin.
Ooh.
That hurt.
But in our league of record, I've been rolling out with Rory Lobb for about 4 or 5 weeks. I thought, nah, go Louis. Oops.
Yeah. My last one is actually also a ruckman. That's Sean Hampson against the Saints.
Yeah, with Tom Hickey in doubt. They might bring in Longa, who hasn't really played much AFL footy this year.
I was pretty high on Longa potential coming into the year, but
Hickey seems to have gone past him.
Well, Hickey had, yeah, they prefer, well, he was injured and Hickey was doing, we forget, Hickey was doing really well at the start of the year.
That's right.
Sorry, I shouldn't say we forget, but it's easy to forget.
Yeah.
But Saints have been, rucks have scored against the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really interested to see if Billy Longa does play. I'm interested to see what sort of potential there is there.
Because he was playing pretty well in the VFL.
He was a top 10 pick.
And you also remember last year, Longa was the preferred ruckman over Hickey.
That's right.
So, be interesting for team sheets on Thursday night.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all the guys I got waiver wire. We'll talk about some more pickups later on.
I've also got Daniel Talia. Just the way the teams have been playing, they've just been kicking the ball in long, inside 50. He's just been racking up those marks and points. So I've just been keeping an eye on him. His scores have been pretty good the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and defenders have scored pretty well against Port Adelaide, if I recall correctly.
Yep. And if you're looking to stash a couple of blokes away, Tippett and David Swallow going to be
playing. No goddamn way. You couldn't pay me enough money.
If you can stash him.
No, I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't waste a spot to stash him.
No way.
I think was it this week he's going to be playing?
If I was playing a keeper league, yes. I might. But there's no...
No David Swallow, but yes to Tippett.
Because
remember, Tippett's going to play this week, you would imagine.
Tippett I'd be more interested in. If Tippett plays this week and they come out against Richmond...
You've got a grand final next week.
I think I could find a better option than Tippett, but I'd grab him if I had the bench space.
Yeah.
Because against Richmond, maybe.
Mm.
Maybe he goes okay. Because
is that the last round in Richmond?
That's the last round. Okay. Because Buddy will obviously be taken by Rance, so Tippett, I don't think he'd be playing ruck.
Naismith, Tippett, like they had it with Sinclair and Tippett early in the year,
I think. Yeah, but I think they just leave Tippett deep forward and...
Yeah.
Yeah, he might...
Just nurse him back and...
Yeah, I probably wouldn't roll him, but yeah, it's a stash.
Mm.
That's the way to describe
Hence,
that.
That's all it was, just a stash.
I mean, you could take any of the St Kilda forwards. And
who are they playing last
night? They're playing Brisbane, Jono.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Membry, Bruce, and the rest of the team.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not bad, actually. Oh, we have a guest here on the podcast. It is Baby Fizz.
Baby Fizz?
Baby Fizz.
Oh, good night, Baby Fizz. We love you.
Good night, Baby Fizz.
Oh, she was waving. Can you believe it, Jono? The goddamn baby pops out and Melbourne start doing well. It's on, and they're on the upward trajectory.
I'm going to get my missus pregnant. Hopefully the Doggies can go on and win a flag.
Wait, is the world ready for a baby Crockett?
Oh, hell no.
I just imagine some, like...
It'll be the
imagine,
apocalypse.
Imagine Alien. It's Hellboy. Just seeing...
It's Hellboy. Just Ender of Worlds. But question time, Steve.
Questions. Questions. Oh, we want some questions.
We got some questions.
Or we do have questions.
Do you want to go with the strampling?
I think we should go with the strampling. Strampling?
Who have you got this week, Steve?
Maybe we should go with the questions.
Questions? All right. We'll go with questions.
Oh, god damn.
Or do you want to go with our
favorite? We'll go with your strampling.
My strampling? All right. Leicester City. Round one of the EPL.
Leicester City?
Leicester City, the English Premier League soccer team. They come up against Hull City in the first round of the English Premier League this year. Hull City are crap. They had 13...
Are they the Hull Tigers?
Yes.
No, that's my mate's team.
They had 13 fit players to choose from and they need 11 and they get rolled 2-1. And all the betting agencies had Leicester around even money, $1.95, and Ladbrokes had them at $2.50. I outlaid a lot of cash on Leicester City. What do? They lose 2-1.
Jesus.
Not happy. Apparently, but I made that money back.
Apparently. I'm going to throw the people who curate the grounds at the Hall of Fame game under the bus.
Yeah.
If people don't know, I'm a big NFL fan, like very into my NFL, big Colts fan.
Playing the Packers.
I was all excited. The first preseason game. Called off.
Due to the lack of grass.
Good thing they're not playing in the AFL because they'd just be thrown out there.
Oh, they'd be playing on Etihad. That's fine, isn't it?
They'd play in the car park at Etihad. So, yeah, the cure. Well, I mean, the Colts played, was it today or yesterday? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
So they got their preseason campaign off. They played the Bills. How funny is this? They copped a bit of stick because they didn't roll out Andrew Luck at all, which usually, even in the first preseason game, they play,
5 minutes.
Yeah, basically they play the first series and a half.
Yeah.
And they didn't roll him out there. Then they got quizzed as to why the owner of the Colts gets on Twitter. And the owner of the Colts is like a pill popping alco, by the way. He's just fun and starts slamming the other team's coach and says he doesn't know what preseason is and he plays too hard. And,
it's the Bills.
Yeah, but the coach is an absolute psycho. Anyway.
Okay. And they got the win?
Well, by a point. It's the preseason. Who cares?
It's like NAB Cup. No one cares.
When it's week 3. Then people care a little bit. They don't care if they win, but they care how they go.
Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned this on the show last week, but we might have just been talking about it. It's more of your strample than mine, but I'm going to steal it. It's radio shows who...
Oh, call themselves podcasts.
Who call themselves podcasts, like, you know, 4 to 6 weekdays, and then it's like, now you can listen to our podcast on the podcast.
This is a long show, man. We should really plow through this.
All right. But yeah, it's not called a podcast. It's a radio show that you record it and then you're playing.
Yeah, that's right. It's not a goddamn podcast.
But our question's up and running now, Steve.
Yep. Dylan Hughes asks us, any info as to Anthony Miles' form slump? 63 three-round average going into Dream Team Draft Final ain't good, considering dropping for Blakely.
Well, we had a look and he's... Game time's been about the same, around that 70% mark. But the thing with Miles is they're playing a different brand of footy, playing the new...
They've been allowed to play their way they want to play.
Yeah, they're playing the young kids, exciting football. So Miles is not that link in the chain type player. He's more your...
He's your
contested beast, that's right. So less stoppages means less chance to get a tackle and that inside ball. So I know, I'm a Miles owner myself and... hurts.
He's a hard guy to roll out. The thing about Blakely is if you're considering rolling out Blakely, you got to understand how really limited Blakely's game time is.
Yeah.
We've seen him all year in the 60s, even in the 50s, right. In terms of game time percentages. So I really think you could scout the waiver wire hard.
And we'll maybe find a nugget in there.
Maybe find something. Even if
you've got, Atkins, maybe.
Well, even if you've got a mid forward, maybe you can throw him in the midfield and you can pick up a streamer
forward. That's right.
That's an option I'm considering there. Miles and Blakely, I'd probably roll out Miles because he's got the higher ceiling.
And it all depends on which St Kilda wants to turn up and what sort of game style they're going to play that week.
Yeah. Of course, our mate Alex Poole just says he's a bum.
He is that too.
All right. Alex Poole has actually asked the question as well. With Adams joining Ablett, Deledio, and Riscatelli on the bench for the grand final, why does God hate me?
Get in line, because I think there's a lot of coaches out there in exactly the same position as you this year. But I didn't have that problem too much myself. I only had Tippett, really, as my worst injury.
God hates you.
But there is no God, so how can something that doesn't exist?
Well, maybe he does, and that's the paradox.
Oi! Okay, we're getting deep here on the doctors tonight.
Deep on the show. Laszlo Panaflex, asks, thoughts on the following free agents for Dream Team Grand Final Week? Scooter, Vlosten, Broadbent, Lobb, May, anyone else? Jesus Christ. May, Louis, Caddy, and Oscar McDonald. Jeez, I couldn't roll out Oscar McDonald if my life depended on it.
Lob, I'm liking a lot. Broadbent in the showdown?
Yeah, that's the problem. It's the showdown.
It's hit and miss for that one, really, isn't it?
Scooter Selwood against Brisbane, I'm interested.
Yeah, because there's going to be a percentage booster game there.
Vlosten against St Kilda, that's a great matchup.
Mm.
But Vlosten's not the sort of guy I want to roll out there, because he just...
unpredictable.
Really has a low ceiling, and he doesn't hit it real often.
Especially the last couple of weeks of being in that high 60 range.
Yeah. And we know you just want to kill Nick Vlosten as well.
Yep.
Rory Lobb against Freo. Yeah, I can do that.
Sandy's
absolutely
not getting up. Hello, Sailor. And
May against Collingwood. Yeah, if there's ever a team that loves hacking the ball, it's Collingwood. Louis against the Bulldogs.
No. I just can't trust Louis.
He's hard to trust. Caddy I'd definitely roll
Caddy,
with.
Caddy, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely against Brisbane. Caddy,
oh, hell yeah.
Caddy's probably my pick of the bunch there.
And if... I know Steve doesn't like him, but Chris Mayne has been playing that plus one in defence and been scoring...
Don't make me lean over the
okay.
table.
Okay.
If you want to roll out Chris Mayne against GWS...
Well, look what he did against Adelaide. He scored 80s against Adelaide. Tunned up a... Was it Sydney the other week?
No.
He scored quite well as that plus one the last couple of weeks. So Chris Mayne is also an option.
We had a question from Bales.
Bales.
And he asks, do we think Roosie rolls with a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner?
Roosie does not bring himself to street level. Roosie is in a high ceiling apartment, high-rise apartment, just looking out over the city. He's got that forest music playing in the background.
The forest music?
The forest music, that's sensual music. He's got his own laboratory filled with conditioners and shampoos.
Yeah, he's got a lab. He's got technicians working on it.
Oh, yeah. He's got Roosie's hair product coming out next year. You'll see.
I always think, remember Coming to America, Jono, one of our very favourite movies.
Oh, yeah.
We love Coming to America when he goes into the barbershop and they're going, what are you using this, boy? He's like, I use nothing but natural herbs and berries.
Oh.
That's Roosie.
That is Roosie.
Roosie is rolling with what Prince Akeem rolls with.
That's it.
And you know, it was a year ago today, John. I was in New York looking at that building where they filmed that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Wish I was back there because goddamn, I fucking out of Supercoach was.
Yep. And
actually, that's weird because last year I booked my holiday and I got knocked out and I was over there. And
no,
this
you didn't even make it last year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was knocked out.
Finishing last, I got knocked out.
You're a jerk. And this year, had my annual leave booked, got knocked out on leave. Got my goddamn holidays. I'm not going to. Yeah.
Do you want to leave it for Thursday night, our favourite and not favourite?
Yeah, this is 50 minutes. We'll wrap it up now.
We'll wrap it up now. That wraps up the show for this week.
Actually, can we just mention, we are, in case you've missed the tweets and...
the Facebook page status.
The Facebook page and haven't listened to the show, we are hunting for the third Doctor.
Not literally, but we are looking for one.
I don't like Doctor Who, so that's not what we're after. We're after Doctor Seuss. We're after the third.
Can you imagine Doctor Seuss being the third member? Just doing riddle and rhyme.
Oh, I'd want to snap him. I'd snap him so quickly. I mean, I want to punch you, and you're not that bad. Yeah.
But we are looking for a third member.
Yeah, we're looking for a third member. We think it's we'd only be beneficial to the show.
Yep.
So if you enjoy your draft and you think you could bring something to the table,
send us a message on Facebook or Twitter. We are at The Draft Doctors on Twitter or facebook.com/ The Draft Doctors, or shoot us an email to thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Yeah, but probably more Twitter than anything else.
Yeah, Twitter's the one.
Twitter's the one I'm on.
Yep. All right, that wraps up the show for this week, and we'll see you Thursday.